Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
We're back, 34 after. Thanks for being here. Thanks. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. And don't forget, my website is www.jbsba.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Thank you to all of you who have done that and who have written in some nice notes about it and about the show. I appreciate that. That means a lot to me. And let me introduce you to our, reintroduce you to our good friend, Mr. Sam Norwood, who's a partner with Tatum Partners, which is an organization that that helps companies put their best foot forward all over the country to run their businesses better. And he's our good friend, Sam Norwood. Welcome back to the show.
Great to be here, Jim. Thank you.
It's always a pleasure. And folks, Tatum Partners, as you may remember, those of you who've heard Sam on the show before, is an organization of chief financial officers and chief information officers that are available to help companies on a full-time or a part-time basis. Right, Sam?
Yeah, we fulfill the function of CIO and CFO in companies that are large and small and medium-sized. Rent a CFO, use them as you need them, get the horsepower that you need as you need it, and then you don't pay for something you're not getting. You pay for what you get.
It's a great concept because, I used to make my living like that, as many of you may remember. When I was a full-time consultant, I used to say I was a vice president you can rent because people, they needed the power of somebody who'd been there. But they couldn't afford, 40 hours of you. And so that's what you guys do, and I think it's a great concept. And so these are the guys. What do we got, about 300 to 400 folks?
Yeah, about almost 400, of which 350 are CFO and 50 are CIO.
Yeah, and so these are people that Sam polls every month to see how they're doing, how their business is doing, how the economy is in their area, and talks to them about their perspective, their opinion of how the economy's doing. You guys pull this together into this report that we talk about once a month.
We do it every month as of the first of the month, and then we report it on or about the fifth of the month. And our idea is to be talking to functioning executives who are on the battle lines and how they're seeing business conditions where they are. And we're in a lot of different industries, and we're in 30 markets around the country. Every region is represented. So we think we get a pulse of the economy and a pulse of business conditions on as they are looking back 30 days and looking forward 60 days.
Well, now, all right, so give us a report on how things are looking as of the 1st of June.
Here is a very interesting thing, Jim. We take this at the first of as of the 1st of June, and we look back 30 days. And the 30 days leading up to the 1st of June were a continuation of very strong conditions, very nice growth, and positive trends. However, when we look out 60 days, we see a change. It's still good, but our people are reporting to us that they see a distinct slowdown and a deterioration of the rate of growth in the economy and in their business conditions.
What do you think
it's really a bifurcation. It was good last month, and we think that possibly, one of the factors is in our question of how do we see the price of capital and the availability of capital. That took a big hit in this past month, looking out 60 days, and it has to do with interest rates. When interest rates rise, mm-hmm. it's an additional cost to business, and it's uniform and it's highly expected. It's already happening to some degree. We see it in inflation and energy costs and so on. That's being reflected in interest rates, and we think that that's a factor that could slow down the rate of growth in the overall conditions.
But Sam, this is something that I'm having a little trouble understanding. With Fed funds rate at 1% and prime at 4%, I'm having a little trouble understanding why people would be wringing their hands if both of those rates go up even a half a point?
Well, a really good point. If we look back, you and I have enough gray hair where we look back and we can see at times when interest rates have been 20%, we think, wow, this is really, really good as we are. So if interest rates did go up some, then if it's still available, even if the price goes up, it should not be a major factor.
Right.
But there are other factors at work as well.
Let me stop you for a second, Sam, because I want to talk about those factors. But let me tell you what Bob McTeer, the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas and a member of the FOMC, told our audience last Friday.
Uh-huh.
He said, you know what, Jim? He said if we had 2% Fed funds rate and we'd never had below 2%, we would still think we were in heaven right now with regard to interest rates. And he's right. So now we're talking about, we're wringing our hands over a half a point. Quick break, 20 till. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Sam Norwood.
So brown, and I wanna sleep.
Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind. Happy anniversary, baby. Got you on my mind.
We're back at 17 till, and those in my audience who know this show know what that means. That means somebody's got an anniversary, Sam.
Uh-huh.
This is our third anniversary.
Well, good. Hey, that's great.
How about that? You didn't know you had an anniversary today, did you?
Time passes quickly.
And you forgot it. Sam, you forgot our anniversary.
Oh, no. Not again.
you can make it up to me, Sam. Hint. I like chocolates. Anyway,
that's easier than my wife would be on the
3 years ago this week you were on the show for the first time, and you've been a staunch supporter of all that we do, and you've been right here giving us these excellent reports every month, and we appreciate it, Sam.
Well, also, let's think about the perspective we've had over the past 3 years. We, you know, when we started this, we were really in the doldrums.
Yeah.
As an economy, business conditions were terrible and all this. And we've come so far in how the evolution of the marketplace out
right.
there, employment's picking up, capital expenditure commitments are picking up, and people are buying things. And so
what you're saying, Sam, is my God, what would have happened if we hadn't gotten together?
Well, exactly.
I mean, who knows how bad things could be if you and I hadn't pulled this out over the last 3 years? Is that what you're saying, Sam?
Well, exactly, and of course, and of course, we need to say, you know, when we went to the break, we were talking about how things are down a little bit, looking out into June and July. But we need to have the perspective about that too, Jim, and that is that we are still very, very positive in our outlook for the coming months. We fully expect that the even though interest rates will be rising. And that will take a little bit of the edge off the ebullience that we've seen in the growth rate in the last 6 months. It's still very, very good.
Well, you know, but speaking of some of the other things that your guys are probably a little concerned about, I would think that they're more concerned about fuel and energy than they are about interest rates.
You know, it's interesting that that did not come out in our survey.
Does that not surprise you?
It does a little bit, but I think that's another factor that is in the overall sense of the slowdown from where we've been looking out the next couple of months.
Naturally, go ahead. I'm sorry.
We don't go out more than 60 days,
right.
But I think that the of course, interest rates are a function of inflation. Inflation then drives is being driven in part by fuel costs and other rising commodity costs. Almost all the commodities are up.
Exactly.
And so there's,
well,
that does raise concerns.
Crude oil is the oxygen of our economy, of the global economy. There's no question about that. But let's put this whole thing in perspective a little bit. And you were talking about putting the thing in perspective with regard to a little bit of a slowdown. Ladies and gentlemen, in the third quarter of 2003, the economy was going 220 miles an hour, 8-point-something% growth. In the fourth quarter, it slowed down to about 150 miles an hour, at over 4% growth. In the first quarter of 2000, 4, it sped up a little bit to 160 miles an hour. At 4.4, it's been recently been adjusted. And this last quarter, in the quarter that we're in right now, is going to be, we might go down to like 135 miles an hour, maybe 40. So
that's a great way to express it.
So my point is the reason I say that, Sam, is because when you say things, when you said correctly that you know, maybe things are a little off a little bit from where they were, it's all, you use the correct word, it's all a matter of perspective, but we're still roaring down the highway.
Yes, if we can sustain a growth of, let's say, 4%, that's wonderful. That's really good. In fact, it's more sustainable. If we were to stay in the 5% or 6% range, that's simply not sustainable. So if we see in the first quarter, the economy, the gross domestic product, as they call it, for the overall economy, grew at 4.5%. We think it's going to be between 4 and 4.5% in the current quarter, ending at the end of this month. So that's really good. And even if it's slightly lower than it was in the first quarter of this year.
Mm-hmm. Well, what about upcoming conditions?
Well, we look out 60 days, and the upcoming outlook is still good. But for the third quarter, it's hard for us to judge that at this point. We don't know.
Because your perspective only goes into the middle of the third quarter.
Well, yes, goes to the end of July right now.
Yeah.
So the end of the first month, first third. And the interesting thing about what we do that's different from economists, we're guys who see it as it is right now and looking out in the very short term. And we,
well, the other thing that's different about you guys, the other thing that's different about you guys from economists is you're actually doing it and they're just talking about it.
We're out there where the rubber meets the road.
That's exactly right. So, okay. What are your thoughts, Sam? Let's go off the report a little bit for a minute and give us your thoughts. Do you think petroleum is going to continue to be high, or do you think we might as well get used to $2 a gallon gas?
I think it's going to continue to be high, and $2 a gas is going to be around for a while. The reason is even though OPEC this past week approved an increase of 2.5 million barrels a day officially, They've already been pumping the oil out of the ground at above the newly approved higher rates anyway.
It's the demand.
Secondly, we have a refining capacity issue.
Yep, absolutely. Folks, you know he's right. You know why? Because he agrees with me. Tim Till, we'll be right back with our good friend Sam Norwood. He's with Tatum Partners. Stay with us. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with Sam Norwood. Sam, give us your website, please.
The website is www.tatumpartners.com. That's T-A-T-U-M partners.com.
Check it out. And can they find out if they were interested in engaging or finding out if they want to or if they should engage your services for a CFO, a high-powered part-time CFO or CIO, will they make send an email, make a phone call?
They can go to our website and see they can see where we are in the cities, 30 cities across the United States, and then see who is there with complete biographical sketches of all our partners in those cities, and then contact by either email or by telephone. We have the telephone numbers in there as well.
All right, sounds good. That's TatumPartners.com. Sam, one of the things that we know is that employment lags a recovery, right?
Yes.
And
employment is lagging.
I was just going to say that you know, a lot of people have been wringing their hands over employment, and they've been saying that this expansion wasn't real because we'd lost so many jobs. But based on what's been happening in the last 2 or 3 months, it does look like the recovery is real if employment is any indicator, doesn't it?
Well, exactly. And what we've experienced, when the economy starts turning around, what we all do as employers is try to stretch the resources that we have, including our people, to accommodate our increase in volume, because after being through a doldrum for a while, we're not sure if it's going to be real. All right, so then after we see that it's really real and we need to pick up, what do? We first try to go to overtime, then we selectively, we may try to outsource, and then we start hiring people. And that hiring of the people has begun in pretty good earnest. And we see, for example, in our survey in the last 30 days, fully 47% of our respondents indicated an increase in employment. That's a pretty large number versus only 5% seeing a decrease in employment of people. Mm-hmm. So that's looking out for the next 60 days. Actually, those numbers, the increase was actually 31% of ours showed an increase. Mm-hmm. So that's very strong.
And that's pretty consistent with the national numbers we've been getting too, isn't it?
Yes, it is. We actually reflect what's going on before the national figures ever come out. But we've tracked really well, and what we see, we're the first out with the current reading of the economy, and then the national statistics come out, and they've confirmed what we're saying. Only we say it typically in advance of what is known through other sources.
Well, what I think, what's happening, and I think, and as you were saying, is that that people, you know, I encourage small business owners to grow their business first with technology, and then hire people to support the technology, and so we've gotten pretty efficient over the last 3 years. If we're still around, if we've still survived over the last 3 years, then we've gotten pretty darn efficient at what we do. And so we kind of like that, and then when we get a little business, we can flex our people, as you said, and we can maybe put a little extra profit on the bottom line, which I think is happening right now. And then we start, you said, when things start looking more permanent, well, when they start looking permanent is when people start giving us annual contracts.
Well, exactly.
That's when we can start saying, okay, I'm going to hire an employee because I know I've got an annual contract.
I'll make the commitment. And one of the key things, a transition that has happened just in the current quarter is the factor that our improvements in productivity, while still good, are not great enough to keep up with the expansion of volume. And therefore, our people costs are starting to rise. That is, in the initial part of the recovery, we had such improvements in productivity that our employment costs were declining. Now they've stabilized and are starting to rise somewhat, and that's a reflection of our starting to hire people to meet the demand.
Absolutely. Sam, I'm gonna wrap it up there because I want to say one last thing. Folks, if you'd like to be able to see this survey, you can get it in two places. You can get it at TatumPartners.com and click on, there's a link there that'll take them right to the PDF, doesn't it, Sam?
Yes, that's right.
And my website, on my homepage, JBSBA, at the bottom of the page, there's a couple of surveys there. One of them is Tatum's survey, and the other is the NFIB survey. So you can find it there. But either way, you can get this if you want it, and I encourage you to check it out. Thanks, Sam, for being here. Good job today.
Thank you, Jim.
We'll see you next time.
That's good.
Sam Norwood, ladies and gentlemen, with Tatum Partners. He'll be back. I will be, too, after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. Don't go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.